Marking the week. Little piece of news in current affairs that's as popular as Christopher Luxon at a Bailey's auction. The Nats, 7. No contested vote. A good start for a new team. They end the week in better shape than they began it. Chris Luxon himself, 7.
It's nuts. It's really not acceptable.
Said the right stuff and said it well. Big job ahead, of course, but if first impressions count, you'd be churlish to write them off. Omicron, 3. No variant is good news, although if one variant could be good news, as far as variants go, this might be the one. Markets, 4. On news of Omicron, they tanked 900. The next day, they're up. Then they drop again when a case is found in the States, as though finding a virus in all of America was a surprise. You think, or like to think, that something more fundamental apart from madness drives markets. Pronouncing Omicron, 2.
It's called the Omicron.
See, the reason they called it Omicron is because they didn't want to upset China by calling it Xi, and they didn't think we could handle new or nu, and yet Omicron has been so simple, hasn't it? Lights, 7. Because they're better than levels, unless you're not vaxxed. The Greeks, 6. Fining old people who aren't vaxxed. Do you think that's going to solve anything? Terrace Cafe, you heard about that? 3. Terrace Cafe is closed because the owners and most of the staff aren't vaxxed. So we've got one less business in unemployed people. You think that solves anything? Hiring talent for cabinet from outside a political party, 8. Idea of the week, didn't get as much coverage as it should have. It's not original, of course, but the professors espousing this in a new book this week for this country. They are onto something. Nelson, 9. A red letter week. You get ZB on FM 106.4. Talk about Christmas coming early. Frank Williams, 7. Now, if you want a lesson in dreaming big and living life to its fullest, read about Frank Williams and watch the doco on Netflix. It's enthralling. Phil Goff, 1.
Phil fluffs it.
Having watched Auckland get pummeled for the past 108 days, watched the bleeding and the carnage on lockdown, the first idea he comes up with is a new tax. What a genius. Vouchers to kickstart Auckland from the same party that gave us Phil Goff comes the second stupidest idea of the week. Bathurst, 9. Weekend's worth of petrol, speed and New Zealand driving talent. They don't call it the great race for nothing. And that's the week. And copies of this, by the way, are on the website. 43 copies of this are then stapled together, coloured black and white, and turned into the chicken flag for this week's F1 in the Middle East. Watch out for it.